You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Experience all the excitement of the casino on your desktop or mobile device at PlayAlberta.ca. Sign up and receive a $50 welcome bonus using the promo code CASINO50.
Guys were saying, I think everybody's a McDavid or a Gretzky fan or whatever, but who are you a fan of that maybe not everybody? I loved Stan Weir, for instance. I liked him because he was a California Golden Seal. And so, that kind of, and I think that does make you a little bit, you know, in Edmonton, if you are a tough, rugged defenseman, like Vincent Desharnais, you're always going to be popular because Oiler fans love those guys.
Oh, God, yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, like Vincent Desharnais, you know, came really out of nowhere in essence, you know, was drafted in the 7th round way back in 2016 and then was in Providence, didn't even sign an entry-level deal, had to sign a two-way, actually signed a one-way AHL-only deal to start out, right? And then, you know, made his way up here and you've seen the noticeable signs of improvement in the toughest league in the world for a guy like Vincent Desharnais. Like he's only, tomorrow night is game, 99, I think it is for Vincent Desharnais. So, you know, be 100 against the Canadiens. And there's still lots of room to improve for him, regardless of his age. And, you know, he could be one of those late bloomer guys, no question about it. And they're going to need him tomorrow night because, tomorrow night's going to be a tough test for the Oilers blue line because Colorado comes in waves with especially a lot of speed.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, Desharnais, I think, you know, one of our scouts sometimes take a hit, but I think getting him in whatever round it was,
seven,
even though it took him a little bit of time, I'd like to know if they saw him in the BCHL when he was there, because I know they scout the BCHL, and he was out there as a kid, and maybe they just tracked him forever, and then, you know, 5 years later after college, they go, let's draft him, and then let's bring him along. But I'm fascinated by his career because I think that, you know, hey, it's one of those, hey, you kids out there, If you're thinking about giving up, but you're still, you know, plugging away and somebody will let you skate and play, then keep going because why not? Vincent Desharnais to me is an inspiration. And that wingspan, I was told by a scout that if you want to get by him, no matter about the foot speed, you better pack a lunch because he's like a length and a half to get by. It's almost impossible to get by the guy and head to the net.
Very much so. Al, I read your article today on Stuart Skinner. And just the importance of that position and how well he has played really since November for the Edmonton Oilers in goal. And now, like every goalie, doesn't mean that he's perfect, right? There's games here or there, but he has been a fairly consistent goaltender now coming up on almost 4 months.
It's true. And the thing about Skinner is, and really the Oilers defense, is they have so many of the team cannons pointed offensively. He doesn't have to be Dominic Hasek. Just has to be steady. Has to, you know, the defense has to make sure there's not too many high danger chances, and he has to stay within himself. You and I have talked about the Vegas series, and he, you know, he took a lot of criticism, and he, you know, he was pulled a few times during the playoffs. But the game, they were tied at 2-2, even with all the problems. And in game 5, a couple of penalties in the second period really derailed that game, and then the next game, second period as well. So I think they were close a year ago, and now he just looks more confident. He's done it before. I think the defense is better. For reasons that I can't explain because I'm not smart enough, I know their breakouts are different. I know the defensive structure is different. They seem to be far more aware of defense and forwards and where they should be than they were in the past. So those things have helped too, but you know, Skinner is a guy that I think some people think, well, you know, he'll be good in the regular season. It's a difficult thing for a rookie to have that kind of pressure on him. I think 1 year under his belt will make a big difference for Skinner.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, LT, what are you thinking about the Avs game?
Well, it's going to be a great test, and I'm fascinated because Colorado did a lot of changes at the deadline and kind of rejigged and reworked in areas that they needed to. And now we're going to see them, as I heard Jason say earlier today, they're well-rested, the Oilers are well-rested, and you don't get to see that very often. So this is a game where, you know, they're so competitive anyway, but they also know that there's a chance they'll see each other down the line in the spring in the playoffs. just like when Vegas comes here again, the Oilers are going to absolutely, if they can, put the boots to them to make up for that game that the Oilers lost but actually outplayed Vegas in. This Colorado Oiler game could be a preview of the semifinal, and I think both teams are going to play to their best, and it's going to be, I tell you what, get your rest, because that's going to be a very interesting, physical, long game tomorrow night.
Oh, I think it should be. I think it's going to be fast, and I think there might be a subtle undertone of a little bit of nastiness at times. And Trennan have it since they brought over. That's their head coach Jared Benner's talked about the fact that he needed more of it. Perry and Carrick have it. Obviously, Desharnais. The Kane. If he gets into the games, and so I look at and I do think that the Brown Kane Henrique line, Al. Might become a more valuable line than people think down the stretch here. It's funny because, you talked a lot about, man, Kane and Brown early in the year together, they're terrible. Their numbers ever since then are good. And then who assists? And I give Evander Kane credit because he actually mentioned it on the broadcast. He was going to get an assist on, he's going to set up Brown that night. And then lo and behold, he did. But I think that line, might end up, and now Kane might switch it with one of McLeod or Fogle. We'll never know, but for the playoffs. But I do think that Henrique Brown combination might be one where, that they play some key moments defensively for the Oilers down the stretch and into the postseason.
And if they can take on tough minutes or, defensive zone starts and give the other, to the top two lines a chance to, change on the fly going north, that's just massive for the Oilers because they can, they can limit the time that the team has to play their best players most of the time, and then they'll just be fresher. The Oilers having a really strong third line, it's for the playoffs, it's rare. I mean, they did in 06, but it's been rare. They've been scrapping the fourth line for parts for several years here. The third line sometimes gets, a little bit derailed too. I think they have 10 guys. I think Perry could play up too, although he's not as fast as Connor Brown, and I think they've slotted Brown correctly. But they have more depth than they did a year ago, and I know the goals scored are down a little bit, but I think they're a better team, a more veteran team, and a more capable team right now. And part of it is because, and I championed talking about them forever because I really did think that the idea of having skill was a good idea. Mm-hmm. But not having Yamamoto and not having Puljujärvi and then having Connor Brown and Corey Perry, no disrespect to anybody, but these are experienced guys, and they are players who can play when it's physical. I saw Yamamoto the other night just get crumpled in front of the net. Corey Perry's the guy who crumples people in front of the net, and Connor Brown's no shy violet. So I think they're better built for the playoffs because of those guys. And I'm not trying to pick on the former wingers because I'm big fans of both of those guys. But these are more, I think, apt or more appropriate for what their role is in Brown and Perry than were Yamamoto and Puljujärvi.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think that's very fair.
LT, you've got a mind like a steel trap and a memory that's even steelier. We were trying to think earlier of Connor Brown coming off the schneid there and scoring. Who else can you remember was that snake bitten and got that big of an ovation? Maybe not for scoring necessarily, but that Oilers fans were behind through a tough stretch of their career. Can you think of anyone similar?
Well, I mean, aside from Tobias Reeder, but that ended very badly and sadly. Mm. There were early days, I remember, Dave Hunter had a hell of a streak there where he didn't score, and then he finally got a goal. And Hunter actually was a pretty darn good player. And then the same line mate, Dave Lumley had a big year, 20 goals, 38 assists, something like that. And then times were good. I think this was the summer of 84. They won the Stanley Cup. He pierced the heart of the goal. And I've talked to Lumley. I've interviewed him. He had a good time. People said, come out and do this, come out and do that. So he got to training camp, and it was a tough year for him because he was a little bit out of shape, and he had a tough year. And Glenn Sather, who was not a softy toffee when it came to, discipline and punishing people who didn't show up the way they were supposed to, he had a very tough year. And I remember that year very well. And he had, I think, 7 goals. He fell off by quite a bit. And when he finally did get it turned around, it was a big deal because fans, obviously, Lumley was a fan favorite from the time that puck went in the net in 1984 until today.
LT, enjoy the game. Enjoy the weekend.
I will.
We will chat with you on Monday.
Yes, look forward to it. Enjoy that. And I love the fact that, young Desharnais fans are around so early and so often. That's terrific to hear. He's you know, when he was in the studio yesterday or whatever it was, yesterday or the day before, that's the first time anybody taller than me has been in that studio since I got there. What are you laughing about?
Touché, Hal. Touché.
All right. Bye-bye, boys.